And the Jim Beam Surf Tag people have taken it a step further. What they're having today is the trade-off teams challenge in Surf Tag. Now, they've got a bunch of people from different trades and industries, such as builders, the finance industry, fire brigade workers, the fireys are there, electricians, lawnmowers, lifeguards, personal trainers, musicians, etc. And they're making up teams of five and competing against each other in the Surf Tag Challenge at Kirkcaldy. Now, what a great idea. You can go down there and root for your favourite tradie or root for your favourite banker, if anybody out there actually has a favourite banker. But you know what I mean. So if you're on the northern beaches, and why wouldn't you be on a glorious day like today, head down to Kirkcaldy, check out the Jim Beam Surf Tag Australian Series launch with the Trade-Off Teams Challenge. At the other end of the medal table from the Australians who won 6,000 gold medals, and, you know, it's not all about that at the Commonwealth Games, but what about people like Laverne Spencer of St. Lucia, who won her country's only medal, a bronze, in the women's high jump? What sort of a hero would she be back in St. Lucia at the moment? And what about Onye Aziki of Nigeria? She won a silver medal in the weightlifting 53 kilogram class, and I happened to be watching Fox Sport coverage that night, and you have never seen a person as happy to come second. She was the happiest person, not just in the Commonwealth, but in the entire world. So there's been plenty of talk about the relevance of the Commonwealth Games, but all you have to do is look at the faces of the athletes from those smaller countries as they walk in during the opening ceremony. All you have to do is look at the face of Onyeka Aziki winning silver to know that these games do have relevance and that we should continue holding them. You don't have to be a sports lover to like events like the Commonwealth Games. It's all about humanity. It's all about competing for the sake of competition. But we did beat the Kiwis, and that's the main thing. And also in the main game last night, the main lead-up game to the Four Nations tournament, New Zealand took on their island cousins, the Samoans, and won a romping 50-6. So a bit of a hit out there for the Kiwis. Maybe the Brits with a little bit more work to do before that tournament starts in a week or so. In other rugby news this week, there's been a call for Ricky Stewart to be the New South Wales State of Origin coach. Are you absolutely kidding? He's abandoned or been sacked from coaching jobs with the Bulldogs, with Cronulla, with Easts, and a contract means nothing to Ricky Stewart. He effectively turns his back on clubs when things aren't going as well. So any calls for him to be State of Origin coach, I find absolutely laughable. What about Des Hasler, the Manly coach, as State of Origin coach? He took an underrated Manly side and coached them to beat the Melbourne Storm in 2008, didn't even win the Coach of the Year award. Absolutely appalling. For mine, he's the best coach in the league at the moment, and he should be the Blues coach. So the Hasler for Blues coach campaign starts right here. Stay tuned for further details.